Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 665. I'm producer Gerald. Today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sunshine and birds tweeting outside.
Now we had a nice couple days. Compared to earlier during the week, it was freezing.
Today's weird. It's going to start warm and then get colder as the day goes. Tomorrow gets warmer, but not super warm. And the rest of the week, it's back to like summertime. So it's going to be a little bit strange this week.
I think it might rain on Friday or Saturday, but that's like a 10-day prediction, but we never know here.
Yeah, when I checked this morning, it said Tuesday, Thursday, so, but you don't ever know. Everything feels better when the sun's out. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little sun on your skin, a little vitamin D.
Yep, it's much needed. You need that.
Yeah, you need the D. And I take a D supplement. So I take a daily vitamin pack, and then I also do a separate liquid vitamin D.
Okay, I was gonna say, is it your vitamin D like mixed in with another product or?
Yeah, it is, but I like a little more. Mm-hmm. I like a little more than what it offers.
You are outside. I mean, you kind of work outside.
Yeah. No, I do. Don't say kinda. Don't take that from me. I work in the streets.
Yep.
Not there. But yeah, it's, I think today's going to be pretty, even though it's getting cooler, I think it's going to be okay if that sun stays out there.
Mm-hmm. You were going to the game today.
Yep. Yep. Going to go watch the Titans.
So I haven't been down that way since, where we go in October. How's the stadium coming along?
It's coming along like pretty good, actually. It's almost odd to see it. So it's so close.
Hmm.
I mean, it's 20 feet away from the.
Yeah, for you guys to not.
Backside of the stadium.
For you guys that don't know, we're talking about the Tennessee Titans. Dude, yeah. Their home stadium.
They already have glass going in. Ooh, I mean, it's coming along. But I think it's an operation that they work on 24/7. I think crews run all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So for the money they're throwing at it, it probably should be coming along, but they keep saying they're on track.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Excited for the grand opening?
Not really.
It'll be crazy.
It'll be insane, and then people will realize it's the same old team, same old leadership, same old ownership, and then things will calm down, and then that's probably when it'll be all right.
I read something. Read something that the Jacksonville Jaguars are moving to Orlando.
Orlando better than Jacksonville? Probably.
Yeah, there was a talk that they're going to try to push to get a stadium built in Orlando.
Yeah, the Orlando Jaguars sucks, though.
Yeah, they'll have to change that.
Yeah, you have to change. Follow-up question, are there Jaguars in Florida?
Yes.
I've never seen one.
That's
if you like the JJ, like if you like the O's, I don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
For Orlando, the octopi, the Orlando octopus.
There's something, maybe at Disney.
Disney never sign off on it.
I'm going to correct myself. Jaguars are not native to Florida right now. They were in the past.
Yeah, see, that's a problem anyways. The name's got to go because your namesake doesn't even live there.
They have Black Panthers. They have Jack Rundy. They have a Florida Panther.
Isn't that also what the hockey team's called? The
Panthers? Yeah.
And then they have the Lightning, too, the Tampa Bay.
Hmm. Buccaneer and then Dolphins.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. It's hard to take like an ocean animal when you've got the Dolphins already doing it.
Hmm.
So you can't be like the Orlando Orcas, even though I don't think there's orcas there. I think they're cold water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Orlando kind of sucks too. I've never been to Jacksonville to say that it sucks. Orlando kind of sucks.
I've drove through been here a few times, and then I've been there twice. I met a coworker or an old coworker up there. We just stopped by near like a mutual spot just to eat.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, the stadium's coming along. They're throwing it up fast. It looks nice. It looks like the renderings. The outside finish is not on, so it's still a mixture of everything, but it'll come together once all that starts going on.
So to correct myself one more time, Orlando, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing their home games in 2027 there in Orlando, while their stadium is being remodeled.
Oh, so they're not moving. They're just making whatever their stadium is called better.
Yeah, a $1.4 billion renovation. But this is a sign, they're saying this is a sign if it does good, that Orlando's going to try to push to get a team.
Mean, that's too
Interesting.
many. That's too many teams in that close proximity.
How was your week? Did you get any, buy anything else on sale, or because there's a bunch of sales going on here and there?
I don't think so. So I ordered the vending machine, which I think I talked about, along with the gingerbread house. Also weird, gingerbread house is on back order for me, but it's in stock in every store imaginable. But it's back order. I can't have it.
Yeah, I don't like when they do
So
that. It's like, wait a minute, they have it in the store.
yeah. So yeah, so it's in, like mine is actually like in back order now, but I've seen it like 3 times this week. So that's a little weird. I'm gonna leave it alone and just wait. I don't need it right now. So the guy I bought Santa's sleigh. I don't know what set that is, the new one with the reindeer where he's soaring through the skies. I think it's $39.
At $39.99,
Wanna share your screen?
got the reindeer with them.
Yeah, that's it. Set 40499. I scooped it up. I think it'll look good on a mantle during the holidays. It's not too big. It's got a kind of a good look to it.
Like the
I'm
teddy
having a hard
bear.
time. Yeah, all the toys are cute. I'm having a hard time deciding if I think the scale is correct for the sleigh. It seems rather large, but I guess it has to be to haul the toys.
Right, but if you watch a lot of the Christmas movies, they sometimes they do have the sleigh oversized.
It looks like a car. You see, it's got that pull-out trunk on it with other stuff in there, carrot and whatnot. Yeah, it's fun. So I got that, and then I got the build a minifigure for November, which are oddly enough the December ones. I don't know a lot about the build a minifigure program. I know they release them kind of quarterly-ish. This is the first time I've ever seen where they didn't have them in the bins. And I had to actually ask, and they were already in boxes up front sealed. And they, so when you open the box, it's just all the pieces in there already, like as if you rummaged through but didn't build them. And they're in the little minifigure boxes, like what you get now. They used to do the plastic, but they do the cardboard boxes now.
So they're not doing this little plastic thing no more.
They don't do that anymore. Yeah. They use recyclable boxes. Yeah. They're just little cardboard. If you've never been to the Lego store, they have a big bin up front, and it is just minifigure parts. And they're 3 for $10 or one for like, I don't know, $3 or something like that, $4. And you get a bottom, a leg, you get a torso, you get a head, you get hair or a hat, and then you get one accessory. And so I did the three, which is an elf, which they've done elves before. They do them in different colors. So it's been a while since I've done one, but the elf, Mrs. Claus. Now, Mrs. Claus has a hole on top of her hair as if she's supposed to have something, but she doesn't in any of the pictures, and I hate that.
Oh, like something like sticking out the top of it or something.
Yeah, where you can put like the flower in the hair. I don't know if you've seen those. All the Animal Crossing figures have the hole in the top of the head. You can't see it because it is directly on top of her head, but she just has a hole up there that something is supposed to go in. But none of the pictures have anything in there. But I hate that hole. But anyways, and then it comes with a gold Santa, which is actually what I wanted. A lot of people are putting that trophy in his hand. Those must be stores where they built their own, because he doesn't come with an accessory. Neither does she.
Weird.
It is weird. But he is awesome. A lot of people are saying he is for the 30th anniversary of Santa Claus. It was 30 years ago when they made their... See the hole?
Yeah.
It's like something goes there. So I need to find like a red flower or something that makes sense for the holidays. I also hate how they put his hat on in that picture that you have there. But anyways, they say it represents the 30th anniversary. They have a history of doing gold minifigs for anniversaries. And so I don't know if that's what it is, but I do think he's going to be pretty collectible.
Yeah, I've already seen online.
I mean, right, well, he's now, not, for $10 right now.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, 3 sets for $20. How much did you end up paying for it?
They're $10.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if you could get all three of them right now and pay $20, which that first one on your screen there is $19.15 with free shipping. I mean, that's $10 higher, but that's fine. He'll be worth that by himself.
Yeah. I mean, they say the average minifigure is worth about $10 anyway.
I mean, he just dropped November 1st, so.
I still forgot to get these.
Those are cool, too. Yeah, I like those a lot. The build a minifigure thing is intriguing to me because... the value of minifigures has shot up so much over the last few years that it's almost worth making a drive down to get them when they roll them out.
Yeah.
It's almost worth it. The guy told me that they're boxed up in the back to make sure everybody can get one. So I think they have plenty of these. I think they're just trying to avoid. I don't like that Santa. He doesn't have a beard. He has like stubble, like I've been drinking.
Yeah.
And that one right there. So if you were ever heading towards a Lego store, just Google build a minifigure and see what is the newest one that pops up. And then you can just literally go find the pieces. They almost always have something going on. It's usually 3 or 4 of them. And you just kind of match the pictures up to them. There's a ton of extra parts in there. So you kind of have to dig through and find the pieces to make it work.
Yeah.
But I got those. I finished putting together the mini bonsais. They weren't my favorite build. They were okay. They look good from far away. They lack a little detail close up. But 103.73 is the set. But they're all right. So I put together the last of the three. They are 3 individual builds, 3 individual instruction booklets. So if you have somebody to build with, they are versatile with that. But they look okay from 15 feet away. Up close, they kind of look cheap. I'll be honest, they kind of look like a non-Lego set up close. Like when you just look at them, you kind of look like I bought a generic bonsai building block set. So they're not been my favorite, but I finished those. And then next, I think I might build... I don't know. I got a bunch of options. I think I'm going to build the hibiscus next, though. Looking forward to it. So that's it. I did buy something I didn't need, but you can kind of see, but nobody else can. I don't know if you can see it anymore. There's a screen here. Can you see that?
I can see part of it.
Okay. This is 65-inch Samsung.
Oh, that touchscreen one?
Yeah, touchscreen. So... got that baby.
Is that a crack right there in the top?
It is. So this is what's wrong with it. There is a crack in the plastic here. I can push together and you can almost not see it. There's a crack in the plastic, but it's the bezel. It's just the frame. However, it's all one piece, the front and the back and the frame.
Okay.
Well, the frame is an overlay over top of it that clicks into the back. But anyways, you can't buy the frame. It's just visual, though. The TV works fine. It's also not a TV. It's a display. The display works fine. It weighs like 200 pounds. So we talked about it last week, but it's the like 65-inch Samsung. Has a weird name, but I think they call it the Flip. It has these pencils that magnet onto the side. So these are the pencils that you draw on it. They are double-sided. Both sides work on it. They just magnet right to the frame. It supports up to 20 people all drawn on it the same. It is basically a digital whiteboard. But it also lets you stream up to four devices to it at once. I had eBay pulled up on here and I'm scrolling with my hand, clicking on stuff. It's pretty neat. To draw on it, you use the pencil, and to erase, you just literally use your hand and wipe it away like you would a whiteboard.
So when you mentioned that to me last week about it, I went to work and we have to go over our budget stuff that we want, and they mentioned about like getting a new whiteboard for our project area, like in our room. We have like a I have a I've designed a parking lot like our with all their cars where they're located at for work, and they were talking about maybe moving into like a computer screen, and I was like, hey, I just talked about this computer screen yesterday, check this out. So that computer screen and a few others are in the budget, and our boss is going to like research them all and see which one he thinks is the best. But that idea came from you.
Yeah, there's some cool. I've only played with it a little bit, but there's some cool features when you use the whiteboard as intended, and you're writing on it, drawing on it, all those things. When you hit new page, it automatically saves that page to your cloud. So it's nice to have like that recall, to take a picture of it or anything like that. It's nice to have that to go back to, where did we end that meeting with? Here's the notes from that day. You could just go in, resave them as that day, and then you kind of have that recall. So that's pretty neat. It lets multiple people at once, which is neat. It has some math functions, which depending on what you do is kind of neat. All different colors, everything you can write on like that. And then you could connect it to a PC. What I like about it is I could show like my PC and tablet at the same time on there, which is nice if you have multiple people going over things, or you still need the slides but somebody's showing something else. But I have zero use case for it. Thinking about drawing on here, breaking down the Titans plays.
Right. Apply for
Maybe
that
do weather.
open that job.
Yeah, maybe do weather. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. I have a spot back here. I think if I remove this center shelf, I think that it'll fit between these two gaps.
Yeah, I can
Like,
see
I
what
think
you're
it'll go right across there. Yeah. It'd be tight, but I think it'll go right across there if I move everything else off this table. Eventually, I'm going to take this to the work office, but the work office is just not ready yet. So. I'm going to put it on a stand, have it at work. I think for what I do, it'll work really good for customers. But it does work, works perfect. Very strange.
awesome. Now, with I sent you a picture probably like a year or two ago of a bunch of old like police equipment, like an old camera. Remember
Oh,
that?
yeah, I remember. They were on somebody's desk, right?
Yeah. So that person's retiring, and I asked him if I could have that stuff, and so he said he was going to think about it and let me know,
Cool.
because he seemed more likely he was good to get rid of it. So.
Yeah. It's just like desk staging right now, right? He just does it for the looks.
Yeah, just it's sitting in the background. It's not being used. It's
Yeah.
just sitting on a sh like a his antique shelf in his
Is it
office.
sentimental to him, or is it literally
No,
just aesthetics?
just aesthetics.
Yeah. A lot of people use those kind of things in aesthetics.
And then that the phone booth is still sitting there, and I've been asking for about it, and they're like, "Well, we're storing it right now." I was
I
like, "It's been
want the
stored
phone
for 3
booth.
years."
I want the phone booth. Selfishly, I want the phone booth. I don't need it. I would take it, get it sandblasted, get it turned back to blue. It's red. It should be blue. It should be that Bell South blue that we had around here. And so I would turn it back to that color. And then I would buy a payphone to put inside of it. And then I would put it in the corner of my office and be like, that thing takes up too much room.
All
But
right.
I would keep it. I wish I didn't love some larger things, but a payphone is something I've always wanted, but I don't want to just hang one on a wall.
Right.
What I really want is the phone booth with the accordion door.
Oh yeah.
Like the metal one that slides back, but they're so expensive, the ones that have survived. The one
Bill
like what you guys have is that's about all you can get anymore.
the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or Bogus
Yeah.
Journey phone booth.
You see the wood ones sometimes where people have preserved those, but you just don't see a lot of like those aluminums. They all just got melted down and everything. I'd love to have one of those though.
Yeah.
Would they, I want the phone to work in there. Like I've got the device that lets me hook up to the old phones that Bluetooth to the old phones. I would 100% take that little phone booth and set up a pay phone in there and then Bluetooth my phone, my work phone to it. So when it rang, I could answer from the phone booth, which is also the most complicated way to do it, but it's fun.
Right. Because you'd be sitting at your desk. Like, well, let me get over and walk over to the phone booth.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Because right now I use this bad boy right here. That's what I answer my work calls on when I'm in the office. Mm-hmm. Gives me a nice little tactile feel. But talking about, I really got into typewriters the last couple of years, and the amount of people who just buy typewriters to sit in the background of their office or their Zoom shot or Teams meeting or just aesthetics, like when you walk in to have one on like a console table or whatever.
Yeah.
Very, very popular, and people are paying way too much money for them because they want to use them in design. And it's weird too, because typewriters need to be used. Like, they don't do well to sit. And so people are buying perfectly good machines just to have them sit. I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
It's your money. You can do whatever you want, but it's not good for them.
So, you play anything?
A little bit. I played Rocket League, a little Party Animals. I played more Plants vs. Zombies. And then I didn't play anything else, but I updated everything that I owned. So I got my portal all the way updated so that it's ready to stream on. I got the Quest all the way updated, as well as all the games completely updated on the Quest. Mm-hmm. I got my Steam Deck all the way updated. I got my Switch all the way updated. Oh, I did play a game. So Colin Moriarty, who used to be on IGN, used to be on Kind of Funny, and now is on Last Stand Media, and he does a PlayStation podcast, amongst others. The game company he co-owns, Lilymo, put out a new game. It's only on Steam, the demo is, but I played the demo of it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it's called. I should try to find the name of it, but it's a Castlevania clone. Let me see here. I'll find the name. It's got like a long name, something about a spear. I don't know. I don't see it. Oh, here it is. It's called Saint Slayer Spear of Sacrilege. It is coming to all consoles and PC, but the demo is on Steam. It's only about a 10-minute demo. It was fun. It's very inspired by Castlevania, like heavily Castlevania 1. It's definitely a demo slash beta. They're taking feedback on the game if they need to change anything. What works, what doesn't. But it was fun. I played it on the Steam Deck. I actually played it on the Steam Deck on handheld mode, which is weird for me. But I did go ahead and play it that way. So yeah, definitely has the kind of a SNES look to it.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, it was fun. Those carriages are moving and you're like throwing spears back and forth. I mean, it was a fun little demo. I think the game's going to be pretty good. And as far as the games they've made, it looks like the best one. So I'm interested to see what it does. But they did a live stream to reveal it, and I just jumped on there and played the demo while they were talking about it. So it was fun. But everything is up to date and ready to play. Like, everything is ready. I've been feeling like I'm going to do some VR, and so I just wanted that all the way good to go. And then same thing with the Steam Deck. All the talk about all the new Steam stuff has got me excited. So I was like, let me get mine just fired up and ready.
Yeah, I have that as news, and some VR stuff as news as well.
I downloaded a couple demos to the Steam Deck, but I didn't play any of them. So we'll see. Maybe I'll have an update next week. But everything, I could pick up anything in my home and it's ready to play, except the Xbox. I did not cut it on and let it update.
Yeah, so really quick question then. Since you held all three handhelds, the Steam Deck, then the Switch, and the Portal, did you notice any big differences between the three?
I mean, they're all three completely different in your hands. They all three feel very well done. The Steam Deck obviously has some years on it, and so does the Switch. The portal feels like something that was made more recently. Like, it, you know, it feels like design was a little more important to them when they made it.
Yeah.
The charge port for the portal is stupid.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of where it's at either.
It is a dumb location. I hate that. I don't know that I like where the charge port's at on the Steam Deck, but it is accessible, so that's a little better. And of course, putting a switch in the dock is by far the easiest way to charge something.
Oh yeah.
They all feel good. They all feel substantial. They all feel well made. Interface wise, I will say the portal is the most comfortable to me because I play so much PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like an extension. But for the most part, I felt like interfacing with all three of them was plenty easy. I mean, nothing. I wasn't confused on how to update anything. I didn't have any issues. Everything updated almost immediately. I will say nothing was up to date, which is weird because my Steam Deck is in sleep mode and plugged up, and my Switch is docked and supposed to be auto updating, and nothing was updated. Same thing for the Quest. The Quest is on the charger in sleep mode and supposed to auto update, and it was not updated or downloaded or anything either.
Yeah, my Quest never auto update.
Yeah, so everything had to be manually updated. The portal probably took the longest to update. And the Switch was probably the quickest. The Meta took a while too. The Quest took quite a while. But yeah, it's ready. I don't know what I'm ready for, but I wanted to be prepared for almost anything.
Right now, my week, I did a little shopping. I did get the Star Wars helmet that I wanted that was at Target sale.
Mm-hmm.
Was on sale. But the other stuff was not. Which is okay. I thought I completed I got the Lego minifigures of Spider-Man. I thought I completed it. I am missing one.
Which one do you need?
The bionic robot looking one.
The guy with the big fist, the Doom fist.
He looks like Spider-Man with the commando.
I don't remember.
Which I thought I had him.
It's crazy you bought that case and you didn't get one of everything.
Yeah. Cyborg Spider Woman is the one I need.
Oh, yeah. That one sucks, too. I'm not a fan of the design.
And when I went to Walmart to kill him up, there was a bunch of these here. And I was like, I don't need that one. I got it. But
I've seen that one a ton, too.
Yeah, I didn't think I had the Rock one, which I had the Rock one. I got two of the Rock ones. Now I was going to take it back and exchange it for the other one. When I did go there to the Walmart by you, someone cleaned out. There was probably 40 empty boxes.
Oh, somebody stole them?
Yeah.
Shitheads.
They ripped the boxes open.
Yeah, every time I'm scanning boxes, I know I look guilty because there's always like three or four empty boxes over there with me, but I've never seen it be that many. But I always look guilty because I'm over there. And so you have to get, you don't have to, but you can scan the QR code on the boxes. So I'm like grabbing the box, scanning it, putting it in a separate pile, grabbing the box, scanning it, putting it in a separate pile. And if you're doing it for like a full case, it takes a little bit.
It does.
And you look sleazy.
And that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Now,
of all the ones here, they had all of them except for the Spider-Man with the minifigure. They did not have that one at all, but I saw all the others.
That one worried me a little bit. I didn't want it. And then when I decided, because you had the other ones, that I was going to be so close to a full set and that's the only one I needed. And you're like, well, that's the rare one. I got worried, but I went to Walmart right when they pulled out a fresh case. Like there wasn't one missing out of the case. They just ripped the top open and laid it there. So I just went through and scanned every one of them until I found him. So I have an extra cowboy.
Give him in the box.
Yeah, and I think I have an extra cat. All the rest, I just have the one of. But I did that because I like those two. Those are probably my favorite two, so I'm going to...
Yeah, so I have
extra.
Two of the horses. I have two Gwen Stacy's. I have two wolf. I have two baby. And I want to get another one of Spider-Man 2099.
The baby one is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker with the baby is really good. The cowboy, I mean, without a doubt, is the best one in this. I mean, it's without a doubt is the best one in the series.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He looks so good. The horse having the mask on, his bandana, but his eyes still peeking out with his hat. I mean, he just looks perfect.
Mm-hmm. Whoever designed that one did a good job on.
Yeah. I'm ready. I know these are still going to be going a while. I'm ready for the next set. I'm ready to get these gone.
Yeah.
I have decided, I think, going forward, I'm just going to get all of everything that comes out and just, for what it costs, it's almost easier to just play the long game, get them all in case I end up wanting one later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm going to continue to buy the Lumibrick sets and I'm going to need minifigs to put on those sets. And I'm sure I'll buy other sets that aren't just, you know, Lumibricks and aren't Lego. I'm going to continue to need them. I think I'm just going to continue to push to get all of them.
I remember I was telling you the Kroger by me had this. They had a whole box.
Yeah, I need to go scan those. I definitely didn't get all of those. I got the cat guy. I got Cupid. I got the hamster guy. And I think that's... Oh, and I got Pterodactyl.
I think I got a couple extra of this one. I think I got two of the Pirate Girl.
Yeah, I just need to get...
Steampunk guy. I think I got two of him.
I definitely didn't get him. I just should get them all and then not worry about it because I'll probably get a set where it makes sense. The app I use, which I think is the same one that you use. I don't like to gatekeep stuff. It's called Minifig Scan on the one I use. It's yellow. I think it's the one you sent me.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that app, if you use it, is it also has a tracker for minifigs. So as you find them, you can just add one to the quantity. And if you're ever out somewhere and don't remember what you have, it tracks it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super useful. And it goes all the way back to series one. You can track everything. All the specialty sets, Simpsons, Disney, all those are in there too. So it's ultra nice that when you scan it, it has a quantity. You could literally scan it, throw it in your cart, hit the plus one and scan the next one.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to do it later and you can just make sure that you have everything and keep track of it. So that like in this case, you know, he found a box of last series, you know, I don't know what I have from last series without going back and looking. So if the app is updated, it's nice.
It is.
Anything else?
All right. So that's all I did buying this week. I played a lot of Farm Together 2. I'm 175, my level is, so I'm getting closer mm-hmm. to that 200 to unlock. So working on trying to unlock more plants. And so I'm like dropping down plants. I'm rearranging my build or my lots because they've added trees. They've added stuff that kind of makes stuff over. So I have to do some adjusting to it. Now, one cool thing is in the game, you can wipe your farm. And then you get everything back, and then you can just start over without having to move it. And you get all your money back. So if you wanted to, that you can. You can buy an extra lot, and like another whole map, and you can build off that one. I'm not going to do that one yet. But it's been fun. They've added a couple new trees and plants, and which kind of messes up. Like I have a auto planter. And there's four carrots. There's four carrots that I've been using, and you just released a new carrot. So now I have five, but I can only keep four. So I'm like, wait, now I got to add a whole nother lot just to be I can plant this fourth carrot if I wanted to plant it.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You know, when you go through, you can see how many trees are there, right? So when you're planning to do your orchard, you can like kind of plan, okay, I want this many, and I can lay them all out. But when they add a new tree, everything's screwed.
Yeah.
So... it's tough when you're trying to future-proof the farm.
Right, because now, you know, the same thing, they've added donkeys, which, you know, at the time, I don't have, like, right now, I don't have a good setup for the animals. I'm working on trees and then the harvesting the plants. I'm going to do something with the flowers, but they just added two new flowers to there, and I'm like, well, great, there's in a mess. Now, I have the flowers separated by color. So I don't put like two reds together or two white flowers together or two blue. I can't keep them separated. And the last three new ones are all yellow flowers. So at the end of my thing, it's all just three yellow flowers. I'm like,
yeah,
tacky.
It sucks because you haven't done that anywhere else.
I'm still having fun
that's
with it.
Tricky.
And then I played a lot of Tabs, Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. That is, it's fun. There's 4, 8, 12, 15, I would say, not levels. There's 15 story modes, like campaign, 15 stories, and there's about 20 to 30 maps on each story you have to go through, and it's different characters. You just have to figure out which of your army can get to beat other ones, depending on where they are. You have to place them strategically around your map. There's a lot of hidden things in there. I found a couple stuff. I'm like flying around, seeing stuff. Like I saw one where it looked like a sword was flying up in the sky. And I'm like, how did a sword get up there? And then sure enough, I go up there and it unlocks like an army. So now I'm running around, going through the maps, trying to find where the secrets are. It's just a golden thing. And you just go up to it, and it goes and it shakes and shakes and shakes, and then it pops. And you unlock different people. Like I unlocked Thor. I unlocked a tank.
I've heard good things about it.
It's fun. I'll go for like the platinum, because you have to go through each campaign, which is 15 of them, without losing once. And only way to do that is you have to write down, I guess you'd have to write down what works with a map. Because if you go through and you lose, you have to start all the way back over to one. So if you get down to like number 26 and there's 30 left and you lose, you have to start over at one.
That sucks.
Yeah, you have to write down what works, or you just go online and follow someone's map strategy. And
yeah, it probably wouldn't be so bad with a guide.
Yeah. But those are the only two things I played. I did the same thing with you when I saw some updates go on with the Nintendo Switch, and then I've already updated Portal, because I actually used the Portal to play Farm Together 2. Then the Meta Quest, I did an update on there, because I'll bring this little story up about that later, but did something. That was my week.
Let's roll to the news. I have an early out today, so we'll try to squeeze all this
quick
in
on
for
news,
you.
Yes. All right. PlayStation Plus released the mid-month games for premium and extra. Some good games on here: Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto 5, Urgency, Sandstorm, Still Wake the Deep, Pacific Drive, and can't read it. Thank you. Thank goodness you're here for the games. Talios Principle 2, Monster Jam Showdown, MotoGP 25, Tomb Raider Anniversary. A bunch of good games. Japan did a state of play for Sony. Did you happen to watch it, or?
I actually did watch it. It was very Japanese. It was not meant for our market.
Mm-hmm.
They showed Go ahead.
I said they showed Dragon Quest 2, Reimage, Ikanbani, One Store, Many Stories, Coffee Talk Tokyo, Broken Lore Unfollow, and send this. These look crazy. Two Broken Lore games.
Yeah.
Fatal Frame, Gran Turismo 7, No Sleep for Kanama Date, Tokyo Extreme Racer, Bandai Namco DLC, Nevergrave, The Witch and the Curse, Blaze Blue, Coffee, Effect X, Octopath Traveler Zero. Those are fun games. Marvel Token, Fighting Souls, Elden Ring. Then they showed off this 27-inch Sony gaming monitor with a DualSense charging hook. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's pretty cool. The hook flips down and you just lay your controller in it. It looks very PlayStation. It's made for like a desk situation. So like the way Friend of the Show Marshall 205 is playing, he's on a desk. It wouldn't have a use case for me, but it does look cool.
I think the 27 inch is a good size.
Yeah.
The only thing people said they should have curved it a little bit. It's only
people who have curved monitors say it is hard to go back once you have a curved monitor. I've not really experienced one. I mean, I've sat in front of one, but I've never had one for any amount of time.
I have a curved monitor at work on one, and I have a straight monitor on the other. And yeah, I can definitely, like, I prefer using curve.
Yeah.
Right. Sony is pushing a big PlayStation Fortnite bundle or PlayStation 5 Fortnite bundle for the holidays, where you get all this cool stuff if you buy it, like a bunch of outfits, in-game stuff on it. I'll get ready for Black Friday for your Fortnite players. Sony's is doing this big marketing thing around the world. They show these big pictures of the Astrobot controller with the wings, which we found out the price on that thing. We talked about it last week with a little minifigure. That thing is $280.
You want to share your screen? Yeah, that little display is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
$279, and it doesn't ship till next year.
Yeah. So here's the promotional thing for with the controller. That looks pretty neat.
Now, even after seeing the price, which I don't know, that's like a life size one they build. Even after seeing the price, is there a part of you that's considering it?
Yes.
Because I'm not going to lie. When you first texted out, first off, the email, I don't like the way the email came.
Mm-hmm.
But the email says, like, because you pre-ordered something else, here's this.
Yeah.
Right? That's what your email says. But when I first glanced at it, you sent it to us on the friends chat. When you first sent it to me, I thought it said, like, thanks for your pre-order.
So you thought I got it.
So I thought you got it. And then I went over and looked at the price and I was like, geez, it's $280.
Hmm.
And then after you said you weren't expecting it to cost that, I looked back at the picture you sent and realized what it actually said, which is, because you pre-ordered something else, you may like this.
Yeah, because I buy a lot of the Spawn figures from there.
Now, it looks like it is a actual real-sized DualSense.
Hmm.
I can't tell scale, but it seems like it's in that person's hand. So it feels like a real DualSense. Yeah, so it's a normal size, and which makes him small.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. The controller does transform. So you can have it in regular controller mode, which actually looks a lot like the DualSense that you bought. But then it looks like it completely, everything flips out. So the wings flip out, the thrusters flip out. Everything on it transforms. Which is kind of neat.
But yeah, then he's poseable, it looks like, because he has different... So his arms move.
You and I were looking on. The link you sent was for the Big Bad Toy Store.
Mm.
I don't know if it's available anywhere else. It's $279.99. It's a $28 non-refundable down payment.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out till July of next year. Now, for you, this hits on a couple different levels because you have been getting some of the Astrobot stuff, but it also is kind of a controller.
Right. But that went because of the, it goes into the controller. That's makes me more wanting it.
The thing is, I don't know. I haven't yet decided if Astrobot has like staying power. Like I haven't yet decided if in 5 years people are going to care about Astrobot.
I understand. I can understand that.
And the problem is if you spend all this money on all these Astrobot things, and then nobody cares later on, you're not going to be able to get any money back out of it, even though selling it's probably not a thing you or I would do.
Right.
That worries me a little bit. $280 is expensive, and I don't think you'll be able to get your money back out of this one.
Right, this is just something you're going to buy, display it. And
correct.
You might.
I think you're buying this as a piece to keep. Now, one thing that's interesting, if you'll see there, he's on a stick. Like Astro's on a stick as if he's almost using his thrusters.
Mm.
And then the controller looks like it's on almost like on the Sony charger. But then if you look at the other picture, when it's in flight mode, it's on a bigger stick.
Right. So does it with this both stands?
Yeah, I assume it just has some options when it comes to how you do it. And it must be very well made.
Because look at this, the hole. Like you can see the holes right there. We put them in towards the bottom.
It also must do something because it says it has button cell batteries.
Maybe
If
light,
you
maybe
see
it
there
lights
below,
up or
scroll down and see. Does it have anything in the description? Astrobot figure, dual speeder, joint set, and stand. Features light up elements.
oh, so they those
The
light
eyes
up.
must light up. It's cool. It's $280. Big Bad Toy Store Astrobot CHOGOKIN dual speeder and Astrobot.
Go back here. There was an interview with Eric Lampell, what big guy, senior vice president from Sony. He said that they're really hitting their stride now, and he feels that we haven't, doesn't think console's biggest game has come out yet. You know, people were wondering what it is, and he said basically it's not GTA 6. So there's another game that they have in development that's going to be, he
GTA
feels.
6 will be the biggest PlayStation game to come out.
Yeah, he thinks it's going to be something else.
It'll also be the biggest Xbox game to come out.
Yeah, it'll be the biggest game.
And the biggest whatever else it comes on. So he can say what he wants, and he should say that as a guy that works for Sony. He shouldn't say a third party's game will be the biggest of the system, but it absolutely will be.
Right, next one, there's a new Horizon game coming. It's an MMO, but it's going to be for mobile and PC. So apparently PlayStation 5 fans are not happy that they're going to miss out on this.
Everybody has a phone. I mean, if I get that you may not want to play it that way, but
Which,
it also
hey,
might explain why they weren't willing to work with Tencent on the mobile game they were trying to make.
this is the long video, but I'm just going to try to cut it in the middle.
Steel Frontier. It looks nice. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, for me, the only option is if it'll work on Steam Deck. I assume if it's will work on mobile, it'll work on Steam Deck. I'm not going to play this on my phone.
Yeah.
It looks really good, though. I don't know why you wouldn't make it for consoles.
Right. Concord is playable again through some hacking. So a bunch of users found a way to enable Concord, and you're able to go in there and play. So a bunch of modders did it. They got a match open, and they got a bunch of people in here to play. Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if that game will be re how that game will be remembered.
Time. Now Xbox News. Xbox has confirmed their two games are coming to Game Pass next month. Routine and Dome Keeper. Both look pretty interesting. Routine's more of a game looks like I would play, but I'm not really into the sci-fi or any hot horror games.
Same.
Right, so apparently Xbox has been hiding games from people in their libraries or have been removing it. And a user who has plenty of time on his own, himself has come out and basically found the 13, or he's found 13 games that just disappeared from people's library. If you want those games, you have to find somebody who has it and they can download it, and then you can download it on your system. It's the only way to do it. No, nothing games that are like big ones I've heard of. I've heard of Project Downfall.
I haven't heard of a single thing on that list.
That's the only one I've heard from is Project Downfall. Those are the games. All right. The Rogue Ally X has exceeded expectations according to Aces, and they are going to decide to gonna make a whole bunch more. Says they've made up to, they expect to make up to $96 million in sales. Fourth quarter, they should be making around 130 to 160 million.
Yeah, the friend of the show, Marshall 205, has some unique insight, and he said a lot of them were coming back, not because they had any issues, just because they, for the price point, maybe weren't what people were hoping they would be.
Oh, people returning them?
Yes.
Ooh.
So it'll be interesting to see how this number does continue to rise or fall.
I am seeing them in on a like marketplace and that for sale already.
Yeah, Sam's Club has had them. Like when you walked in, they had a guy sitting there with a bunch of gaming stuff out, and they had them there.
Right. You know, the handhelds, the Backbone, they're still pushing that. The Xbox Edition, which we talked about a couple months ago, is available to buy now. It's just
you know what?
The Halo Green.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I shout out to Backbone because I feel like they had their business completely swallowed up when they started making their own handhelds, these companies. They've continued to just push through, and I still see people buying them.
Yeah.
So shout out to them for just seeing it through and not stopping.
One. Oh, Xbox and Xbox Game Studios and Activision are teaming up with a Minecraft Blast game. It's a Tetris-ish. Here's a some screenshots of what it looks like. It's a fun, cute little game for kids or anybody who is into those Candy Crush type games. Like the map on that one looks pretty cool.
I would probably play this.
Right, for a little bit.
If I remember, yeah. It begins on App Store, the Apple App Store, more platforms to come down the line. Yeah, like if I was just doing something one day and remembered this game, I might would check it out.
It's called Minecraft Blast. All right, they've added 7 games to the Retro Classics for Xbox, and then for Jazz up because the PlayStation 1 title from 1997 is on there. They've added Blackthorn, SNES version, the 94, and the Sega Genesis version, 95, Rock and Roll Racing, RPM Racing, Lost Vikings 1, Lost Vikings 2 for SNES, and the Lost Vikings 2 from the PlayStation 1. So if you're into the older school games, the retro games, that's where you're at. Major Nelson has come out with this custom, or said he has a custom 360 that he's never turned on. It actually looks pretty interesting. Just a face cover.
It says launch item 05 on it.
Mm-hmm. Got a bunch of writing on the front of it.
It has a bunch of like concept drawing, it looks like, on it.
Yeah.
It's cool. Major Nelson was a staple of Xbox for a long time. I think he's gone now. We talked about that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, some Nintendo news. Nintendo's has come out with some sales figures of Japan's biggest gaming franchises, and there's no surprise at all, really, of the top. Mario number one with 950 million, Pokemon to 489. Monster Hunter is 123 over Gran Turismo of 100 million, but I'm also thinking this is Japan, not America.
What's crazy is to see Animal Crossing there at 83 million above Super Smash Bros. And to think that what they're doing is just porting the game that's already out to Switch 2 is crazy to me to see what that game made. And I know we talked about it last week. It's a time and place that game was the right game at the right time and became one of those first, you know, people now call like girlfriend games where you can both play them. And they found a huge footing. It's a cozy game. But it is blowing my mind that they don't have a plan in place or seemingly don't have a plan in place for the next Animal Crossing game.
Right.
We did not need an update for the Animal Crossing we already have.
But we don't. Next one. Nintendo says they're not blocking third-party Switch 2 games, but docs. Oh, so not games, but docs. But the thing is, it has to be legal. They have to be authorized. On there, apparently people are saying that their Switch 2 will not charge when it's in these other docks that they buy from like Amazon and other retail companies.
I would be shocked if Nintendo lets anything work with anything. They seem to always have a problem with that, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nintendo revealed a 7-minute Metroid Prime trailer. Switch 2. Did watch it. It does look good. Makes you want to play it, but I don't know if I want to spend $80 on. It's probably going to be.
I'm not a Metroid guy. I saw some clips from it. It looks fine. I'm not. It doesn't make me want to play it. I'm not going to play it, but I hope it's good.
Speaking of Animal Crossing is pushing more icons. They released three new icons on there. I'm not an icon guy. Icons don't do nothing for me.
They got Timmy and Tommy and then the Dodo, like the air traffic controller and the pilot.
Yeah. When I played Fallout 76, there's a lot of times you can buy icons. I'm not wasting my money. The Nintendo Switch had a big update. 21.0.0 is out now. They did fix a lot of stuff on there that was going on. If you want to release, you can just look for the version 21.0.0 notes, and you'll see all the stuff that's on there. Nintendo brought this holiday guide out to their website, which I think they did a really awesome job with this website. For the holiday guide, it shows a bunch of the Mario characters on there, holiday gift guide where you can shop, the different games that are going to be on sale. If you want to go like digital bestsellers, sports games, treat yourself, plays, shop by series, if you want to buy a specific series. They went all out with it. And then at the very bottom, there's just like a normal website with all the stuff you can buy on it. They even have like the Legos. Always on there.
It's very
Ask
nice.
memorabilia. All kinds of stuff that some more Animal Crossing
Just
sets.
randomly had Madden on there too. Did
Yeah.
you see
Oh, what
that?
about?
I swear that you scroll past Madden.
Madden right there, yep.
So Madden 26 is just randomly there. Everything else is like a like Nintendo property.
Yeah, everything else.
So weird.
Then there's a bunch of sales coming on for Nintendo. They've released sales. You can look it up online. Sony has not really fully released theirs yet for their Black Friday sale or Xbox. Right, some random gaming notes. This Poke Park can Kanto. Here's a design of it. We talked about this a couple months ago about this Poke Park coming that they're designing. They're gonna do a town, an entrance, a forest you can go around. They're gonna have these little characters inside the forest. There's some of the centers in color. It's
It'll be
interesting. It's
huge.
cool. There's a game called Spray Paint Simulator coming. It is basically Power Wash Simulator,
But in reverse.
but in reverse. I think you're just spray painting a vehicle, train, same looking guy. Not made by the same company, it's a different company that makes it. So White Thorn Games, and they've made a bunch of different types of games.
I make AI games.
Right, there's a new world record in DDR. This guy played DDR for 144 hours straight.
You shouldn't do anything for 144 hours straight. It's not healthy.
No, it's not. And this guy is notorious for doing this, apparently. He does. He's went after other records. What
Yeah, I'm
was the
sure you
other
can
one?
train for it, but it's not safe.
Yeah, he did Just Dance in 2015 for 138 hours. He played some other game also, like Tetris, 32 hours straight. All right, there's a game I talked about a long time ago, Agefield High Rock the School. It's basically Bully, a new version of Bully. There's like a little Pressure guy, walk around town, go to school, beat up people.
Principal. Hey, he just beat up a teacher. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fighting.
Mm, this is, and it's, you can wish list on Steam. It will be coming out to all, but right now it is Steam.
This is Q2 2025. So I don't really know.
Yeah.
Oh, 2026. Sorry. Hmm. It doesn't look bad, but it looks, lacking of content in the trailer.
All right. Splinter Cell. There was going to be a new Splinter Cell made in a Telltale series. But the Telltale devs were working on Splinter Cell, but it actually became X-Defiant because some things happened. That would have been interesting to play Splinter Cell as a Telltale game.
I have no earthly idea why they are willing to do everything except for make a Splinter Cell game. Yeah. They must have data to say that people don't want it, but all I hear on the internet is how much people want a Splinter Cell game, and they will do everything but make one.
Well, I mean, they had a TV show with like...
People don't want a Telltale game. They want a standard Splinter Cell game, and I don't know why they refuse to make one.
Too much like Metal Gear? I mean, I don't know.
Weird.
Right. Steam, which you mentioned a little bit earlier, Steam announced a new Steam hardware coming in 2026. They had like a little reveal trailer. I watched it at work with a coworker who has a Steam Deck. He's a big Steam guy. He did like the controller. We did like the Steam Box. It's going to be powerful. He wasn't sold on the VR headset, though.
Yeah, so they showed the Steam controller, which is the same name as the previous controller, but it is different.
Mm-hmm.
They do have the dual sticks now. It is more of a PlayStation layout. And then they showed the Steam Machine, which they called them Steam Boxes, Steam Machines before, but they were made by any brand. This is an actual Steam one. And then they showed off the Steam Frame, which is their VR and non-VR gaming, they called it. It is completely wireless. The idea being that you scoop up all three, I think, is what they're going after. For me, these are cool, but price point will be everything.
Yeah, and then they did say the VR held up to, 36 hours?
It's also supposed to be better quality than anything else out there. I've seen good reviews on it of people who have it in early access. The Steam Machine, they said, is 6 times more powerful than a Steam Deck. I think that can be a little misleading depending on what that actually means, but... You know, if you're going to play casual games like I am, it sounds like you'll be future-proof. But if you're going to be playing the new stuff, I don't know how it'll do. But interesting. I like the size of it. I don't play my Steam Deck in handheld mode almost ever. So for me, this is a better fit. But I'm not going to pay $3,000 to have all this. It's got to be affordable.
Right. I did not mention the MetaQuest games for the month. Miss out on it last week. It is going to be Moss 2. An Upvote Silent Wolf. So make sure you add those to your library before you lose them.
And I'm going to be somebody that I try not to ever do this, but you need to play the first Moss before playing the second Moss.
Yes.
Those games are incredible. That's why it's a 4.9 out of 5. It's so, so good. You should absolutely get it, but just play the first game first. They also put a whole bunch of new stuff up in the games catalog. Mm-hmm. If you log in the store on your phone, it'll put them in order of when they came out, and there's a ton of new stuff in there too.
Definitely redeem those. All right, so there's this game I saw on here. It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Empire City. Saw some reviewing it, and this game looks amazing.
It's VR Turtles.
Yes, Turtles in VR, and you play as one of the characters, and you walk around this little city. I watched a demo of was demoing it.
It looks good. It definitely has an artistic, almost like Fortnite feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good.
It's compatible with the MetaQuest, and it looked really good. The demo only shows you walking around the cellar in here. Everything was grabbable. He can grab everything off the table over there. He can punch the bag. He picked up weights. You can lift weights. It looks really, really awesome. Hopefully, when this does come out, it's a 4-player and all 4 of us can get in there and play this. But that was all the gaming news. The last news I have is some Lego stuff real quick.
We got to go real quick here.
Okay. Make sure you keep up with if you want Lego, the Black Friday deals. They are all over the place right now. Amazon's got a bunch of stuff on here. Check your Target, your Best Buy, your Walmart, every Lego store. Just keep an eye on what's going on sale. Lego also has announced the sets that are retiring. So make sure you look at that if there's anything on there. There are a couple Animal Crossing sets, some architecture sets. This big Batman City one, I want to get this, so I'll have to probably have to buy it. Bunch of the brickheads are going on there, a bunch of city stuff, space, crater, Despicable Me, a bunch of Disney stuff is out. It's I've already, some of those because I've already exited out of it. Fortnite, Durburger and Peely Bones gone, Friends,
Durburger
Abby's
was
Dollhouse.
recent too.
Yeah, that just came out too. So check out, just look up Lego retiring soon, 2025, and you'll see. The Coral Reef diorama, the gift with purchase is available for gift with purchase right now if you order something, if you miss out on it the first time. It doesn't look good for me. I don't like it. You'll get it if you spend $150 or more. It came back
I
out in
don't like that
April.
they brought this back. It's also only back in the US territory, so you can't get that anywhere if you listen outside. But a lot of people are saying they brought it back because of the aquarium. So if you buy the aquarium, you get this. You also get the filter and the food and the aquarium.
And I have that. Here's the aquarium here. There's the little filter and food.
They had the aquarium set up at the Lego store. It's incredible. It's also $500.
Is it bigger in person?
It's huge. It's like a 10
Huge.
gallon aquarium.
I say again, there's the Black Friday deals. Lego is doing this Lego Ideas Designer, a vendor cart building contest. So if you design as a vendor cart, you submit it. If they pick it, they'll make it into an actual set.
I can guarantee you whatever wins this, I will buy because that's my jam. So however this turns out, I'll end up wanting that.
All right, last week I talked about the botanical sets. They made them official. They look a little different than what the picture showed last week. I know you've probably seen these. Any changes that you happy with?
They look polished, they looked ready to go.
Like the
I
ladybug.
mean, yeah, they all look good. It's the daisies, it's the flowering cactus, and it's the peace lily. And they're all coming out, I think, at the beginning of the year. I think they're
In
all January
January.
1st. They look good. They did not show off that weird wall thing.
All right, the last but not least, Lego is teasing this Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Ganon set. The little tease with the Link in the middle, Princess behind him, and a few other things on there. So people are pretty jazzed up.
It's a very, very quick teaser, 12 seconds. Definitely looks like Ocarina, and everybody is excited.
And there's a big shadow going over.
And it
We'll
says,
see.
Build the legend.
All right, that's all I had for this week for the show. As usual, if I just support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Reach out to me on our socials at X or on Twitter or Instagram at game_Stitch or Ho F and Show. That was episode 665. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.